Greg, it seems like each day is a brand new story on Wall Street. Economic outlooks seem to change daily. And have you been changing your outlook on the economy?
Well, these events certainly have caused me some concerns, and I don't change my portfolio. I don't buy necessarily new things or sell things that much, but it does make me think that we may be looking towards a longer, more extended return to normalcy. I was saying in 2008 that we were looking at 5 to 10 years of a pretty serious recovery. But now I'm thinking more like 10 to 15 years. We'll recover. It just might take a little longer.
Yeah, well, instead of 5 to 10, 10 to 15, I like how you sort of hedge your bet that way, because if it's 10 years, then either prediction is correct.
Well, I, if it's 5 years, I'll say, well, didn't you hear me when I said 5 years?
Well, anyway, now you're talking maybe 10 to 15 years to recover. So it sounds like you're becoming more pessimistic.
Well, I'm not really feeling more pessimistic. I'm just looking at the events and trying to be realistic. I think I've got a lot of optimism.
Really? Prove it
really,
to me.
Yeah.
Prove it to me.
Well, we've been through the times before. We've bounced back. All of the fundamental things we had before are still there somewhere. We just have to wait a little while before they come to the surface.
Hmm. The way I look at it is whenever things are really volatile like this and the story seems to change day to day, maybe I am too optimistic, but I just view it as an opportunity.
Well, I think sometimes we think alike. recently, I saw that gold went over $1,700, and I sold mine that I bought years ago at a much lower price. I saw a stock that I wanted to buy in the high 40s at the time. I didn't buy it. When it hit 41 this week, I bought that. So, you know, you react differently.
Well, yeah. And in my case, it wasn't a lot of money, but I did put money in the stock market when it was free falling. I still had $3,000 left to put into my IRA for the year. And I regretted not investing earlier when prices were lower. And it just seemed like, well, a great time to buy in at an even lower level. And then after I bought, the stocks dropped even farther. But I'm optimistic. We're going to pull through this.
Well, I hate to mention this, but in 1930, there were a lot of people who bought stocks miles away from the bottom of the stock market. But I really don't think we're in a 1930. I think we have problems we have to solve, but we've got mechanisms in place that will solve them.
Well, Greg, you're always looking to history for examples to live by. Any words of inspiration you can think of?
Well, I recall that, when times are really tough, Winston Churchill once said, "We shall not flag or fail. We shall never surrender."
Well, being a science fiction fan, I can think of Tim Allen in Galaxy Quest saying, "Never give up, never surrender."
Oh, my.
Let's hope for the best. Thanks,
yeah,
Greg. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.